Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. We have the privilege, from time to time, to pick the brains of a man of uncommon intelligence, and it is informed by a lot of experience on the ground, as well as through his service as the publisher of the Latin American Herald Tribune. He is, of course, Russ Dallin, a principal in Caracas Capital and a regular feature of this program for his expertise about Latin America. Russ Dallin, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to catch up with you briefly.
Thank you, Secretary Gaffney. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Listen, I wanted to get your thoughts on this Summit of the Americas that is taking place in Lima, Peru, in the days to come. The President of the United States will not be there. A point is being made that this is the first time since these summits began that that has happened. He will be represented, of course, by Vice President Pence, and the reason given is that he's staying here to monitor and make decisions about Syria. But I did want to get your sense of this summit, its importance, and whether it makes a difference that it's the Vice President rather than the President who's there. Does this say something, as some are imputing to it, that Latin America just isn't all that important to the Trump administration? What are your thoughts?
Well, you're right. I mean, at face glance, it does make it look not as important that Mr. Trump would pull out this week, just a few days before it. Vice President Pence, though, for the issues that have to be done, has been on the vanguard of the defense of Venezuela. And indeed, Venezuela is the probably the main topic and the main thing that's going to come out of the summit. It's a shame that it will lack the flair and panache that the President Trump can bring to it. But Vice President Pence will be ably assisted by Senator Marco Rubio, who not only is an expert on the region and has been driving Venezuela and Cuba policy in the region, but also speaks the language of the region. So he's kind of an ace that the administration has in the hole.
So we talk with you most of the time, at least in part, about Venezuela. It's on the agenda for sure. Russ Dallin, first of all, I guess, give us an update on how things are going there at the moment, both internally, the economic situation, the political situation, as well as the impact on its neighbors of the mass migration out of Venezuela in light of the difficult circumstances there?
Frank, it's bad and continues to get worse. And you hit the nail on the head. There's massive migration because people have been working all their lives for a company, and Venezuela has enjoyed a very high standard of living. It was a founding member of OPEC. It has the world's largest oil reserves, more than Saudi Arabia. But the basic problem is that with corruption and Chavista corruption, a kind of Khmer Rouge light kind of purging and persecution of the intelligentsia, and just the ridiculous economic policies that communism brings, has brought this nation to its knees. And people that have been working in the oil company all their life for great salaries suddenly are not able to buy food for a day's worth, much less for 30 days on their monthly salary. So they're fleeing the country. It's as if a war had happened, yet no war has happened.
Well, and in a fashion, a war, I guess, the people of Venezuela and certainly its economy has been happening. But, of course, it's of the non-kinetic kind mostly. Give us a sense, Russ Dallin, and I know you cover these issues very closely at the Latin American Herald Tribune, but how massive is the migration, and how much of a problem has it begun to constitute for neighboring nations?
It's terrible because these people that are fleeing the country, they were making in Venezuela what was once a good salary is now worth about $4 a month. They're trying to live on $4 a month. So they're fleeing the country. They have nothing because they've been undergoing this for a while because there has been no war. It's just every month you hear, oh, well, it's going to get better. And that goes on for years and years and years till you're down to making $4 a month. And finally, you have no choice because you can't feed your family. You can't buy shoes. You have to leave the country. So the poor are streaming across the borders into Brazil, malnourished with all kinds of diseases because there's a breakdown in the medical system. There's no medicines. There's not even alcohol. There's not even Clorox to clean things. And the underlying fundamentals are going to make it worse because OPEC just reported yesterday that Venezuela's production fell below 1.5 million barrels a day for the first time, basically, since this is 1949. Venezuela hasn't produced this low amount of oil since 1949.
And this is basically, as I understand it, because the government of Venezuela and the state-owned petrol company have run their ability to extract oil into the ground. So this gives rise to a desperate situation, clearly, Rust Allen. What is likely to come of discussions of all of this at the Summit of the Americas, as you see it?
They're going to try and drive back Venezuela back onto the path of democracy. And the way they're going to do that is sanctions. Unfortunately, sanctions on Cuba never drove that country back to a democratic transition. And what we're seeing in Venezuela is the same thing. While the sanctions are having effect, they are targeting the government officials. Even the EU has named officials, and even Panama now has sanctioned individuals and prevented them from having bank accounts in the country to seize them because of the high levels of corruption in the government. But the bottom line is that these people have nowhere to go. But diplomacy has to be tried, and that's we're seeing the last gasp of whether diplomacy can actually, everyone in the region can push this country back on the path it should have been on as one of the richest countries in the region.
Yeah. Democracy, of course, is still practiced in a pro forma sense. The problem is, of course, the opposition is unable to really compete and the votes are rigged and all the rest of it. So it does seem as though more is going to be needed, especially if this problem is to be prevented from destabilizing or at the very least creating profound economic problems for other nations that may not be able to deal with it either. Do you see any prospect, especially with nations that are tied to the Venezuelan regime of Nicolas Maduro, like Nicaragua and Bolivia and most especially Cuba, that anything can come out of these conversations other than, you know, fulminating about how serious a problem it is? Will there be any decision taken to intensify sanctions to the point of really being a problem for the regime, let alone bringing to bear force from outside to bring it down?
I think we're in the last gasp of the diplomatic efforts. If these diplomatic efforts are unsuccessful, I'm afraid that we're going to have to end up continuing diplomacy by other means.
Indeed. Diplomacy by other means is a very interesting turn of phrase. Rust Allen, we expect nothing less of you, an accomplished practitioner of the business of reporting on these things at the Latin American Herald Tribune. Thank you for the work you do there. In the meantime, stay well, my friend. Next up, we'll speak with Robert Charles, a former Assistant Secretary of State, about, well, narco trafficking as well, another affliction of the region, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.